Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Sometimes, I'm just sorry, but sometimes the conversations that go on off the air, I wish. What we need to do is we need to get some cameras in here. Our own cameras, not other people's cameras that we can't use. Our own cameras. So you can, because we're...
Cameras.
Like, if you think our radio show is crazy, the TV show is nuts.
The 4-minute segments of the commercials?
Yes.
While you were waiting?
While I was waiting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, so I was stumbling upon and I found the ten tiny details that change historical stories. And some of them are funny, some of them are not. You know, the Titanic, not funny.
Not funny.
But apparently they said is that, they're talking about Darwin.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the biggest thing, he tested theories and he was a scientist. And, you know, everyone thinks about a scientist. Well, a scientist would be very serious, right? Meticulously checking and writing and drawing what you saw on Galapagos Island. Not so much. When Darwin saw the massive tortoises, the Galapagos tortoises, he tried to ride them.
Wouldn't you?
Of course.
I put a cowboy hat on and a little saddle.
Oh, my God. Here's the problem, though. The tortoise kept throwing him off. So Darwin just ate them instead until they were an endangered species, and that's true. They used to eat the turtles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Turtle soup, baby?
delicious. Yes, delicious. In their own shell, which would be huge.
Yeah,
I was
hungry.
They were 4.5 feet across.
Yeah.
I was in one of the last times I was in Venezuela, I was up in a town called Mérida.
Mérida.
Yeah, and it's spelled Mérida, but it's Mérida for whatever reason, because that's how it sounded.
That's how you say it in the native tongue.
Yes. And my friend, my family member, an in-law cousin, was running sort of like an animal rescue. And he had these turtles that were on his property that he had to get rid of. So one day while I'm up there, we just decided to hop in the car, go get these turtles and relocate them to another place. So here I am sitting in the car with these huge turtles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we go towards a lake.
Yeah.
Where there's, and I'm like thinking to myself, are you sure these are
lake turtles?
Lake turtles and not
these
like
are grassland
land turtles?
Yeah.
Or like desert turtles?
I threw it in there and he wouldn't swim.
No, we left him on the side.
Okay.
Them, because there was more than one.
Yeah.
But they were, they were probably about maybe 15 inches to 16 inches long.
Yeah.
And they were pooping and peeing everywhere, especially in the car.
That white stuff?
Turtle, yes, whatever it was.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I know.
Okay. It's tortoise.
Tortoise.
And anyway, so that is a memory I will always have of Venezuela, of being crapped on by a turtle trying to take him to his watery death. Accidentally.
But come to find out, it was a grassland tortoise.
Oh my God! I mean, some of the stuff you just see in Venezuela. It was the hardest thing for me. Which just some of the stuff you see in Venezuela would just be outlandish. Which is why I want to see more Latin culture in baseball. You know, some of the stuff was incredible. Like the biggest, baddest fireworks I've ever seen in my life up close. The biggest, baddest fireworks I've seen in my life was in this box that this guy on the median of the road had that he was selling to cars driving by. Like, I could have taken 20 or 30 of those.
We had a good time. Real good time.
The whole city could have had a good time. The whole city could have had a good time.
Breaking windows?
Well, yeah, not only those ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I was down there for Christmas the first time I went to Venezuela, and I'm like, my God, they're at open warfare. And like, no, Those are just...
Those are our fireworks.
Those are fireworks. And, I mean, it was loud. Like, not our little, like, crack.
No, I've
boom!
Heard. Yeah.
You know, you think of 180s, right? Or yeah. M80s. So what an M80 is basically an eighth of a stick of dynamite.
Okay.
An M120 is basically a quarter stick of dynamite.
Okay.
So, and then...
And so on, yeah.
So... Yeah, so people are. I mean, so if you think of how loud an M80 is, if you've ever heard one, they're loud. Yeah, they've. I mean, these other like they're giving the M80s to the 6 year olds.
You know, one of them doesn't have a hand. Right?
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, it's not Christmas for them unless some firework place just goes up in flames.
Okay.
Like every year.
That'd be epic.
Yeah, but so I'm down there and I'm like, oh, are you sure this isn't gunfire? And as I'm saying that, I hear this boom, and I'm just like, oh. And I come into the house, and the dog is asleep.
Like it was nothing.
The parakeet's asleep.
Oh, that's just the Tuesday for us.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, they have no kidding is what I said. They have the frogs that are in the. They have tree frogs that are in the back. That sound like so when we were talking with my in-laws on Skype, it sounds like the scariest swing you've ever heard. Squeaky screen going like. But that's what the tree frogs sound like. They were all going. You know, no one was freaked out about all these fireworks, and I was terrified, like under the bed. What happens if we die here? And the dog's like, no one's going to die here tonight.
Will somebody help him out? Scratch him behind the ears.
Oh,
it makes him feel better.
So good. And then my wife told me the story. So... And the best part about their houses are you go to the outside and they don't look great. They look kind of trashy on the outside, these houses, but you go inside and they're beautiful. But they're right next to each other, and if the windows are open, they can hear you. And when my wife was growing up and they were still there, the neighbors had a parrot. And so my wife's mother would wake her up every morning by going, Diana! Levantate, Diana. And so after a while, she didn't have to do it anymore because the parrot would beat him to it. So the neighbor's parrot would be like, Levantate, Diana. Oh, spectacular. Oh, Venezuela. Oh, Venezuela. I hope to see you again sometime. Not right now. I don't know where I want to go next, man. I mean, I do have lots of things that we can talk about. Oh, I was so frustrated with the... we could talk Broncos. I was so frustrated with the Broncos. So you know on 104 how they have... like they have team Paxton or team...
Yeah, yeah.
Trevor.
Which quarterback are you on, team?
I'm team Bronco. Yeah. I mean, that's what I am team. I'm team Bronco.
Yeah.
This is not Vampire Chronicles. This is not vampires.
We can make it Vampire Werewolf Chronicles.
More like Pirate King Kong or something. I like Monkey Boy versus Captain Morgan. Team Captain Morgan or Team Monkey Boy? And I'm like, no, I'm for the Broncos. I've got a team. I've got jerseys. I've got t-shirts. I actually only have two Broncos t-shirts in my life. I do. Well, not in my life. I have one that says Super Bowl champions from 1998, and I have one that says Super Bowl champions from 50. So there we go. I'll come up with something after this. We always kind of come up with a lull about here, and then we kind of come back with some more energy.
Woo!
Woo! Big Fud's off today. He's out doing something. Singing for money.
Boom.
Making stuff up for money.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.